Most people think Christianity is fire insurance that allows us to avoid hell and make it to heaven. But that's like saying marriage is just about not being lonely. Paul reminds the Thessalonians of the glorious destiny they've been called into through the gospel. He writes, "You know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." That's massive. You're called into God's kingdom, his rule and his purposes, moving through history. And you're called into his glory, the fullness of life in his presence, the future he is actively preparing for his people. Both words are important. Kingdom isn't just a destination. It's a present reality you've been enrolled in. You live under a king whose authority extends over everything, and you now belong to that king. Glory is where it's all heading. Not merely escape, but the full radiance of God's presence experienced by those who are his. This is the direction of your life as a believer. Jesus came announcing the kingdom of God. Through him, that kingdom is open to us, not someday only, but now. We don't merely wait for it. We begin living under his rule today, bearing witness to a kingdom that outlasts every earthly power. That changes how we see everything. Your life isn't random. Your future isn't uncertain. You belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And that identity, a citizen of heaven, an heir of glory, begins shaping how you walk through ordinary days. When you remember where you're headed, it affects how you walk right now. Take some time today to reflect on what God has called you into. Then ask yourself, am I living in light of that reality? Let the promise of his kingdom and glory shape your perspective this week. You're not just passing through life. You're walking toward glory.